closer. Why don't you come a little closer? Why don't you come a little closer? There's something I could tell you. You're such a roller coaster. Something.
Happy Tuesday.
Yep, happy Tuesday. My name is Xavier. I'm the president of Student Association. I believe it's been 3 weeks since Anne and I have done this, right?
Yeah. You know, bless the airways.
Yep. Go ahead, Anne, introduce yourself.
Sorry, I'm Anne, and I chair the Student Association Senate here at SUNY New Paltz.
Cool. And we are back. This is Campus Chronicles. Please excuse us if you hear us heavy breathing. We did.
Well, you're watching the live stream, and we're like wet.
Yes, we are like sweating. We are out of breath. We just went from like Owasting to Esopus to the sub to off campus in what, like
literally like 30, 40 minutes.
Yep. But we're back. We're here. So you want to jump right in? Student activity fee, what we're doing with that?
Yeah, we're in.
Okay.
So just to provide a brief overview, we are kind of in the midst of election season. The candidacy forum has closed to like file for candidacy to run for student leadership next year, or like SA student leadership. And we are in the middle of campaign season, and our elections are happening the week of March 18th through the 22nd. And not only will you be electing your student leadership for next year, these glasses are great. Not only will you be electing your student leadership, you're also going to be voting on some constitutional amendments, which we should probably debrief in a later episode.
Mm-hmm.
And the student activity fee, which is the $105 that y'all pay at the start of the fall semester, that covers everything that the Student Association provides for. So that is our 130 plus like clubs and orgs. That is the leadership, the e-board, the Senate and council, like regular functioning. If you've ever picked up a package from Bev or like got your check from Bill, it pays for them. It literally pays for this radio show that we're on right now and the entire Center for Student Media, like the Oracle, the Teller, the Fahari,
Oasis Haven. There's also an opportunity. So we provide a research grant. So students that want to do research, whatever research means to you, whether it's like kind of like
not whatever research.
Well, okay, not like crazy. I'm saying research in terms of like it could be biology or it could be like the humanities. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The research in a broad range. You can apply for that, and we give you a grant of up to $300 to conduct your research. So that's also something.
Transportation services like the Loop and UCAT.
Mm-hmm.
More so other years than this year. But, you know, it's been there.
Mm-hmm.
The legal counsel, if anyone's ever utilized Vicky in person, over the phone, over email, we pay for Vicky for free legal counsel for students. And I think that's, the Springfest concert.
Yep. How can we forget? Springfest. It does fun Springfest as well. So I think, and something I can give is that it does fund the over 130 clubs that we have on campus. And I will say our clubs do 90% of the programming on campus. Yeah. So those little paint and sips y'all go to, I'll use Drag Collective as an example. They just had a show, Saints and Sinners, that funded by Student Association. I think Jennifer Turner was saying that last semester alone, there was over 500 events. y'all. Student activity fee is so important. So we are tabling in the sub 3 days out of the week, up until the vote goes live, until voting opens, in order to just get the word out there.
So what the vote is going to look like, this is like something that SUNY Board of Trustees requires us to do super begrudgingly. Every 2 years, students are going to vote like mandatory or voluntary on the activity fee. The language is super whack. And it just means like mandatory means that every student should have to pay the activity fee, which is how it stands currently and what allows us to have the budget that provides for all of our resources. Voluntary allows students to opt out of paying the fee, like the Green Revolving Fund, like the $3 Green Revolving Fund, the way you can select like yes or no at the start of every semester as if you want to pay into that. A similar question would pop up for the student activity fee if the vote went voluntary. And as much as we appreciate and understand the desire for you and your peers to pocket like $105 every year.
$210 every year. It's $105 each semester.
It's $105 for the year. We just collect in the fall.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless. No, it's $105 just in the fall.
Whoa.
So we understand the desire to pocket that, but think about all of the programming that would go away, all of the resources that would go away. In our opinion, it really is not worth it. And then if we ever wanted for the vote to go like mandatory again, things just would not even return to the way that they are. Like, we would have to kickstart everything from the beginning. Clubs that have disappeared would have to be like reborn. Like, it's just super. It would be super detrimental to the campus culture.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are super urging everyone to vote mandatory.
Definitely. And something that we have been discussing is, obviously, we do go to a predominantly white institution. And so there are a host of social and cultural clubs, not to say by far that those are like the most important. But I think they provide a huge level of community for students of color here on campus. But I also wanted to say we have such a large degree of clubs that we have heard students say, this is the only place I feel home. This is a place where I can go and people understand me, far past even if it's not a social and cultural club, whether it's like Student Art Alliance, just any club that you can think of. We have we have an archery club that was just...
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, that is on campus. There is also...
Yeah, the opportunity to start, like, new clubs. Mm-hmm. There just wouldn't be a point because you wouldn't get a budget. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And it would just be more free labor that students had to do because they would have to come up with funding, fundraise. Already clubs are free labor, but at least the student activity fee and student association allows you to get a budget to, like...
Right, you're not paying out of pocket.
Right.
Hopefully... You're to the best of our ability, you guys are not paying out of pockets for your programming.
Exactly.
Also, so. I ran the numbers and it is $105 a semester. So my apologies on that. Good catch.
So here it is $105 each semester. So it's $210 for the year.
Yep.
But when you think about all of the stuff that it funds, that's really not much. And I will say we have done an amazing job of keeping less than 1/3 of our budget goes toward like keeping the lights on. For example, postal service and the phones.
Yeah.
That also includes all staff salaries.
Our insurance.
Yeah. That is less than 1/3. And the other 2/3 literally goes directly to you. Clubs.
Yeah.
Literally. 2/3 of our budget goes to clubs.
And we're in the bottom, there are 64 SUNY and CUNY campuses, right, in the state of New York. And we are in the bottom quarter in terms of like most affordable. We have in like the top 25%.
I think the second lowest.
I heard it was the 10th lowest, but bottom quarter nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
And given like how big of a campus we are, like we are not the 10th smallest campus at SUNY.
Mm-mm.
So yeah, we do a lot with, you know, we make that money stretch.
Mm-hmm. And I also want to make the case too, because we are in the radio show. What we've heard, especially from people that are in like the Oracle and stuff, is that there are no other opportunities to get this kind of experience when it comes to the Center for Student Media. Like, for example, the Oracle, they do print newspapers. They were like, there is no class for that. To like show you how to like do the printmaking.
Even for the Fahari and their stunning magazine.
Yeah, there is.
I read the Fahari every issue. Like,
me too. Yep. Yeah, exactly. So there's a level of need So please vote mandatory. That's what we're doing. We're also going to be, stay tuned. We're also going to be doing some fun like TikTok videos because I think the SUNY New Paltz page does an amazing job.
Yeah, the social media interns eat up.
Yeah, they do. Shout out to y'all. Gina is actually a social media intern and she's also on the Student Association Executive Board. So yeah. We love you, Gina.
Woo.
Speaking of what is funded by student associations, speaking of the Senate and the Senate takeovers.
That was an insane transition. Thank you. transitioning over to the Senate, which is my little body of up to, I don't want to say little, my mighty and strong body of up to 32 people who represent different communities within our campus.
Shout out to Sophia behind our engineer.
Oh, yeah, behind the scenes.
Sophia is also a senator.
There's her hand.
Of Senate Media.
Yeah, Sophia is, this is third year on the Senate. Whoa. And you've served a different position every year. Yeah. And that's the kind of experience you get out here, yo.
And I'm DJing for Springfest.
Whoa.
And Sophia is DJing for Springfest.
Oh, which we had like a do-do-do-do.
Yeah. Yeah. So they represent like the different like grade levels, like first year through senior, the academic schools, like liberal arts, business, education, like all the rest of them, all of our residence halls, and then our specialized student populations, like commuter, shout out to Sophia, and transfer and international. We have our two at-large people.
Yeah.
So, which is like all campus.
Now one at-large.
Oh.
Shout out to you, Gianna.
Yeah. Holding it down. And we have this in November, I think, or December, we got approved to have a Senate Instagram. So Senate would previously provide content to like the Student Association Instagram, which was like, there wasn't anything wrong with it other than like I'm a control freak and and I was like, we deserve like our own. I wanted us to have like a Senate aesthetic,
but also Anne's beating herself up right now. Also, so many other SUNYs, their Senate has their own Instagram account, and it is simply because Senate does so much. I can't even put into words for you guys how much Senate does and how much information that they're privy to. And if we did not have Senate, there would be no checks and balances for the executive board.
No committees.
Quick little tea. There have been student associations, not on this campus, but on a different campus that have literally, with the student activity fee, bought cars. And without a Senate, we might be buying cars. Like that's a kind of like funny tidbit of why the Senate is important, but it is so important. Even though there have been so many times where like e-board and Senate just go back and forth on an issue, I personally love it, even if I don't agree, because I'm like, you know what? This is what they're here for though.
Yep.
They're here to say, hey, e-board, I don't really agree with what you're doing.
And their perspective is super valuable because they really like, as much as we try and like this stereotype has been played up a little too much, I think, but like for all, like we sit high and mighty in an office for 12 hours and we are purview to so much information that nobody else is purview to. And we operate like everybody has this information.
Mm-hmm.
And the senators who do like spend their entire days and weeks being people and 2 hours out of their 7-day week being senators, you know what I mean? And that's what the takeovers is all about, really like letting the campus community see what the senators are involved in, how to contact them, who they are, like what they're up to, where you can find them, and all of that good stuff. And the senators who are just out and about, like, living their campus lives will, you know, call us out for, like, acting crazy and being like, but we don't know that. We don't see the return investment on this.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that super important information.
Absolutely.
So go follow. The username for the Senate account is the letters NPSA dot, like a period, and then Senate, the word spelled out.
Say that one more time. Just
NPSA, as in New Paltz Student Association, abbreviated, dot Senate, the word.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You could go check out the
See our Instagram. Yeah, the takeovers are happening every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
And they are doing amazing. I feel like the senators have had so much information on there. I'm just super nosy. So I really love seeing people's days, especially when they're like, oh, getting I think Senator Sarah yesterday posted like getting dinner. And I saw they were at the dining hall. I was like, ooh.
What
like,
are you having? Yeah. I found out so many of my senators are gym rats.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Such a random fact. But I was like, oh, we're pumping.
Yeah.
We are hitting a pump right now. Yeah.
You can tell how much we're not gym rats because they be just hitting a pump right now.
No, absolutely. But listen, go follow the Senate page, okay? That is what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Oh man. And the center has also been super talking about like sustainability, that type of stuff, right?
Yes. So mm-hmm. like a theme of, so shout out to Executive Vice President Ren Kingsley for attending, for being the brave one of us to attend the SUNY SA conference in the fall. The first one that we've sent someone to in 3 years. Absolutely no shade thrown at the SUNY SA of current. The SUNY SA of prior has been, you know, a little, has been beasting.
And I will say it was super hard too because of like COVID.
Yes.
I will, one thing I will say, just a quick side note, this is the first year that we are back in full action from COVID across the campus community and also in student association. Yes, it's been 4 years, but I think this has really been the year that we're seeing student engagement through the roof. We're seeing people.
Yeah, it has recovered.
It does feel recovered. So not too much to the previous student association.
No, it's true. And these are all just based on stories. I literally was not a student here at that time. So all rumors. But anyway, so Ren went back for us bravely and had a extremely positive experience and is like, everybody needs to come in the spring. Like, it's like, let's bring the campus. Like, let's ask the school for a buck. Like, she is like, she is so enthusiastic. And something that was a takeaway for her from that was how much other SUNY, like how much other SAs at other campuses have incorporated sustainability into their constitution and or created like an entire executive board position or a Senate position about it or have a committee about it or just like we kind of realized like, you know what, this is probably an area that we are a little bit lacking. And we tasked the Senate with discussing if we wanted to address that, like if they also agreed that we were lacking and if we were going to address that and then how. And the Senate has done an awesome job. Three of them, I'm going to name names to shout you guys out, but Sarah, Raymar, and Christina read the Constitution and found areas in which like either a like mission statement for sustainability could be incorporated or an e-board member could take on like a sustainable, what is that called? Like take on a task related to sustainability. And so we've been throwing that around.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. And Sophia, can you just hit the low battery message on the phone for us?
Thank you
so much. And
yeah,
we had a senator also propose. It's okay to say.
Yeah.
So Sam was super brave and decided to take on legislation that would outline the creation of an entire e-board position relating mm-hmm. to sustainability, which is a massive undertaking, and the senator has provided feedback on that, and so we're waiting to see if we follow through on that, if the changes are made, if we're like, you know what, maybe this is an issue for a later Senate. It's just been something that we've been exploring, and I'm super proud of them for how creative they've been. Mm-hmm. I feel like the solutions that they propose have been super creative. They have taken on a lot of homework in terms of like reading our governing documents, learning how to write like legislation, which is like a monstrous undertaking, and writing that and being brave enough to bring their like ideas in front of their peers and let it be voted on. Just all of that requires like, I feel, a lot of bravery.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when this is not like, this is not their job. It's volunteer work. They are also full-time students, and like in all of them are in like 18 clubs and most of them are on their hall governments
and live off campus.
Yeah. So just shout out to them. I feel like those conversations have been going well and we're getting ready to take some of them to e-board this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And something that we just also adding to the discussion has been, like, how can the executive board get audited in terms of, like, how can we just improve our sustainability with club purchasing, e-board purchasing, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so, good catch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Notify NYC can help you stay in the know. You can get verified alerts directly from the City of New York. Get ready with Notify NYC. For more information and to sign up, go to nyc.gov/notify or call 311. Brought to you by the New York City Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and experiences connect through conversation, and it feels good.
This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together. Start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
Hello. For those listening live, we did just go on a quick ad break, but I'm Xavi, the president of Student Association, and we're back with Campus Chronicles.
I'm Anne, the Senate chair.
Oh, that was...
Sorry.
I'm Anne. That was too funny. Anyway. Oh, yeah. I was saying before the break that we have just been moving toward, like, I like to say we're moving toward a sustainable future for SA, mm-hmm. For Student Association, because it's just something that we're trying to do. Like I said, we do have... As you all may know or may not know, every single club gets a club budget. And so with that, they can purchase items that directly relate to their club's mission statement. So I always use the example of, like, if the, like, Student Art Alliance wanted to purchase baseball bats, we got to see, what are you guys doing? Are you decorating them? Is this, like, an art piece?
And then they're like, no, we're playing baseball. We have to be like, okay.
There's actually softball club and baseball club for that. So yeah, and because of that, we do have a lot of purchasing happening of, like, decor and just disposable stuff that gets used one time and thrown away, or things that just we're buying, like, 50 t-shirts every single time. And so we have just tried to look at, like, what vendors can we use that are better, where exactly, reaching out to the sustainability ambassadors and Lisa Mitten, reaching out to them to see where are we going wrong and where can we do better, to just improve how we are purchasing, because at the end of the day, we want clubs to be able to express themselves in any way that they see fit, but we can make sure that they do that while also having sustainable practices. So
yeah, and if anyone is like, oh my gosh, the sub is under renovation and our club just lost our storage room, we hear that, and mm-hmm. we are already in conversation with, like, the team from the Center for Student Engagement, Ashley in particular, who also happens to be one of our advisors, mm-hmm. Is aware that, like, this is a concern that we had/have going into like the future of clubs and the ability to, like, reuse products and have a storage space for reusable products. And it's on everybody's radar already.
Yeah.
And the other thing I was going to add is that there may be an opportunity for clubs to incorporate if y'all have never heard of this United Nations 17 sustainability goals. I think that's what they're called. Mm-hmm. But Lisa has not this year, but the previous 2 years, come to Senate and present it on them. And if you see people walking around with, like, the square stickers that have, like, a color and a number, and it's like free education, gender equality, those, like, the monochrome stickers, that's what it's referring to. And the 17 sustainable goals aren't as their sustainability in a broad sense, not in a narrow sense. Mm-hmm. And included in that is, like, free education, gender equity, anti-racism, mm-hmm. and legal justice, and then, of course, like, protect our oceans, don't use plastics, like, those kind of more, like, traditional sustainable ones. Mm-hmm. But I'd love to see clubs, like, because that means that, like, BSU is contributing to sustainability by being an anti-racism org on our campus, mm-hmm. like, boom, and we can lean into that.
I love that.
Yeah.
So we're gonna take the last few minutes to just shout out some club events that are coming up. I'm so sorry, we can't fit all of them, but these are just some. So if you want to pull up Engage on your phone, one that I do know that is happening and I want to shout out is Latinx Club. They are hosting a merengue night. I will give you guys the details of where the event is, what time it is, but I had to give Latinx Club a shout out. They have events back to back. Y'all are working hard. Y'all are just doing your thing, and it's always super interesting. And I just wanted to use them as an example of, like, the amazing stuff that our clubs do. And something else that is going on is this. Oh, this was today. I won't shout out the ones that are today. I'm sorry. Love y'all. Oh, wait. The Latinx one is today, but it's at 8:30 tonight in sub 6263. Another event that is happening. Whoa.
Oh, is that Bob Ross
one
tonight?
That one is. That's the Student Engagement Board, though. Oh, shout out to the Student Engagement Board. That is a function of the Center for Student Engagement.
Yeah, cool.
Yep. There is also sorry, y'all. There's a lot of fraternities and sororities. Mm-hmm. They are not student association funded. Love y'all.
Contrary to popular belief. That could be our Mythbuster for
yes.
today.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so we also try to incorporate a Mythbuster on every episode about, like, the student association, because we find a lot of misinformation about ourselves out there. And one of them is that we oversee sororities and fraternities in Greek life, and that is actually untrue. There is a position within the Center for Student Engagement called the Coordinator for Sorority and Fraternity Life.
Just hired a new... It was Jennifer Turner overseeing yeah. that position. She has since moved to a different position, but they did just hire a person whose name is Jackie.
Oh, cool.
For the fraternity sorority life coordinator cool. position.
Yeah. So, and they oversee Greek life, not us.
Yes. Yes, y'all. Please. We're not associated with Greek life. And so one of the events that is happening, it's For Colored Girls Girl Chat by African Women's Alliance. That is Thursday, March 7th at 6 p.m. in Sub 409. We also have a career workshop with Key Bergen. That's going to be hosted by NISHLA, National Student Speech Language Hearing Association.
Yeah, Key is a advisor in the Career Resource Center nice. For like the School of Liberal Arts and Sciences. I work with them super closely. Go to that event. Key's awesome.
Nice. And it's online, so you can go on Engage to find the link there. What else do we have? They're not student association funded, but I will shout out RHSA, Residence Hall Student
yeah,
Association.
Our counterparts.
Our counterparts, yes. Shout out to you, Abby. They are hosting Escape Room Buzz Friday, March 8th at 7 p.m. in the Student Union Building, Sub 401.
And they just released the t-shirt design for that also. And
really?
I got to see it at the RHSA meeting last night, and it says, I escaped RHSA. Go get a t-shirt. It's super cute.
I love that. Also, again, not all of these are student association funded, but I think they're really cool.
We partner with everyone.
We do partner with everyone. So the Center for Student Engagement is hosting a Barbie movie night Friday, March 8th at 8 p.m. in Sub 6263. Please go to these like movie nights where it's like Barbie, The Hunger Games. Please go to them. They had to buy the rights to these movies. Mm. Super expensive.
Yeah, because they're new. Yeah.
Because they're right. Because a lot of them are new. So please go to those events. Oh, shout out Humans vs. Zombies. They are hosting a Humans vs. Zombies Spring Invitational.
Oh.
And that is Saturday, March 9th at 9 a.m. in Sub 63. Cool.
Oh my gosh, they get up bright and early.
Do you know what, though? I do miss seeing Humans vs. Zombies on the quad.
Yeah.
So, shout out to y'all. We'll see y'all when the warmer weather comes. Ooh, come study with French Club. That is Tuesday, March 12th at 6:30 p.m. in Humanities 15.
Yeah, cute.
Shout out to y'all, SUNY New Paltz French Club. New Paltz Pride. They are doing the Watermelon Woman Watch Party. That is Tuesday, March 12th at 7:30 p.m. in Sub 401. I don't know if you've ever seen Watermelon
Woman. No, is it a movie?
I'm not too... I believe it is.
Okay.
And I've heard lots of stuff about it.
Cool.
But I haven't seen it myself.
We should go.
That is super interesting. Ooh, Tuesday, 7:30. Don't you have class? Don't you have
on
a staff meeting?
Not until 8. We can catch the first 30 minutes.
We can't catch the first 30 minutes. Look, speaking of Latinx Club, they got another event. Nice. Next Tuesday, March 12th at 8:30 p.m. in Sub 409, a community service event. It's a hygiene drive. So cool. Yeah. So cool.
Maybe like...
What else? So, if you want to find out what events are going on, please check out Engage. Please check out Quark. But I would also urge you, there's a lot of... It's kind of hard sometimes getting your events on there if you don't do it within a timely manner. So, follow as many clubs and organizations as you can in order to find out what's going on campus. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're paying attention to all the posters and all the signs. I know I'm always looking at the printed posters. Like, I'm like, ooh, that sign is, like, yellow. Let me check that out.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, definitely make sure that you're staying in tune with just what you can do. There's so... You can never get bored on this campus. If you're bored, it's you. Love you, but it's you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Period. Thanks for joining us on this Tuesday, on this rainy Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
We hope that you all have a wonderful rest of your night.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I will have to start